Anyways, I was trying to take it from my iPad because the battery broke or whatever. And I don't know if you know, but there's glue, like tar glue, like all around the screen. So you have to like take a blow dryer and like put over and like melt the glue and pop it off. And I cracked it. I broke the fucking screen in half. It was ridiculous. But I was so fucking pissed at myself too, because I was like, I'm just gonna break this fucking thing in half, because I was so mad.
Black Friday right around the corner.
I know, that's the thing. And I was like, the reason I was doing it is I had I bought a replacement battery. I'm like, fuck, now I gotta buy a replacement screen on it too.
You might as well just buy a replacement theater.
Seriously. The thing is, though, their fucking screens are practically as much as the iPad itself.
I know. It's like, you connect the mic to the PC and...
Alright, so, I had a condenser microphone, which doesn't work without like a power source. So then I had to go buy a power source. Bought a power source, this little box right here. And in order for it to connect to the computer, I need the power source to connect to the computer, and then it runs, which it's good. Mm-hmm. It works, but there's no way to turn up the condenser mic, so it's quiet as shit. So I can't put it in the middle of us because it won't record anything. Yeah. It'll just be quiet. And I can't put one, because I could put it in one in front of one of us and use that, but then it'll be like separated audio. And I'm like, I don't know, it's more complicated. So I'm still looking for a way to figure it out. What I need, apparently, is a mixer. A mixer can bring in two inputs. And put them out to one output. And I'm like, okay, I'll buy one of those. But it's like $84. And I'm like, fuck that. I have an iPhone. It is not worth it.
Yeah, hell no.
Not right now. I need some income first. Then I can buy a mixer. It's like one of those things, though, too. It's like, you need experience to get a job. So fuck off. Like, I'm never going to get that, though, because I can't get a fucking job. So... I don't even have enough money to buy the ink for my freaking resume. But you're asking me to have experience first. So, yeah, it pisses me off, though. Because it's just like... And the thing is, I consider myself well enough off with technology that I can make it work somehow. But it never works exactly as you want. And I can work as hard as I want, like, all night. I'm just, like, sitting here trying to figure it out. And then I find a way. I'm like, dude, this wire goes to this wire, and it connects, and it's perfect. And then I do it, and it's like, no, sorry, there's some fucking problem. The wire doesn't connect, and so you put the wrong fucking part in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. It's just like, I don't know. And the same thing with my iPhone. There's like that little dongle thing that plugs into the auxiliary cord or whatever, and it...
Fucking technology.
I fucking hate it, man. I love technology so much, but I hate it at the same time, because it never works.
I know. Like, my surround sound that I got, like, I thought it would work with, like, any TV because it was pretty new, and it was, like, just basically plug an HDMI and plug it here, and then all of a sudden, like, it doesn't work, and there's no sound coming out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, there's only one plug, and then I put it in the TV, and I put it, like, in back of the PlayStations and all that stuff. Didn't even work, and I was like, biggest waste of $500 in the world.
So it didn't work at all? It was just not compatible?
It only is working, like, when you just do it with a DVD player alone.
Oh, shit.
But I couldn't, like, get any sound to come out, like, the TV or, like, through the other systems, and I was like...
That sucks.
The biggest paperweight ever.
It just makes it useless. And for no good reason, because you figure an HDMI cable is plugged into an HDMI port, and it should work, and you even with an optical cable, it should just fucking work, right?
It should.
But it doesn't.
I know.
It doesn't. And it pisses me off.
And I even bought an optical fucking cable. It didn't even work either.
God. And it's the most expensive equipment. You know? For no reason.
Then I got that big ass tote that has a bunch of cables in it. And I'm like, one day I will use one of these things.
Right. No, that's true too. I have so many cables that I'm just like, I might need this one day. And it's like a VGA cable for, you know, converting into an MP3. And I'm like, I might need this one day. And I was like, I don't know where it goes to, though.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, how does that work?
I still got my S-Video cable. Yeah, I'm like, exactly. One day this S-Video cable will be the backup plan.
I have an HDMI cable to what is it, like the port for the monitors. I'm like, Everything's got an HDMI. That's fucking computer so old and it has an HDMI cable. Like, what the fuck am I gonna need that for? But I have it. I have three of them.
It's like an HDMI cable is too new. It does not work.
I know, right? It's too new. I have to go back to the converter. And I have like three of them. They're bagged up like individually. And I'm like, I don't know where they came from, but I have them just in case.
Yeah,
so I don't know. It's ridiculous. And it's one of those things that it changes too, because everything you do, you have something new you need to like. You need to connect and shit.
All the time.
Yeah.
Look, it pisses me off.
I'm thinking of all like the trip ups I'm gonna have, like doing video editing and shit like that. I'm just like, oh my god, there's gonna be so many things I need that I can't even fathom right now.
It's like Black Friday
shopping. I know. And I'm like, oh, I need to go to Amazon, because Amazon has a list of like the useless shit that you'll never need for except for one single purpose on a list.
It's like, people bought these items in addition to these.
And I'm like, those are lunatics just like me.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Exactly. And it's like, you could spend $300 with like tiny things, just like a bunch of shit packed
pretty much,
up.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Amazon takes my paycheck.
Oh, man.
Best Buy used to.
No, Best Buy. Now. See, the thing is, Best Buy is so expensive. Like, I'll go there and I'm just like, I could probably buy the stuff on Amazon. It's just Amazon is cheaper and more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to Best Buy, even if it's like in my way.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck it. Like, if I go there, it's just to play like the instruments that are sitting there.
It's like, I could have it now for an extra like $5, but ship it.
And the thing is, I'm terrible with temptation too, because I'll see it and I'm like, ooh, it's $30, but I can get it on Amazon for $15. But I can have it in my hands now for $30.
Yeah.
Like, that's convenience fee right there. Right? I'm just like, I can go home right now, put it down, pretend I want to use it, and then just like wait for 30 days, and I could have just shipped it.
I do the standard shipping, and I just hope for it to come here fast.
I don't even do that, because you used to work for UPS, too. And it's just like, you know it's not
getting there. Fuck a Prime.
Right.
I don't pay for Prime. I pay for standard.
The thing is, I do, and I still don't feel it. I'm just like, I pay for Prime, but it's still 1 to 2 business days. I'm like, it should be here now. Right? I pay like $10 a month for this shit.
Hell yeah. 120 my ass.
Seriously.
They increase the price too?
I think they did. I don't even think it's 10. I don't think it's been $10 a month for a long time.
I only used it for like one item. I was like, I kind of need this bad. And I was like, Amazon Prime shipping. And then all of a sudden it's like, yes, I would like to cancel my service because somehow you signed me up for this.
What did you do? This free trial ends in 2 days. Why didn't you tell me about that?
You guys signed me up for free trial?
Yeah.
I thought you clicked on this thing. No. You definitely, I'm a computer literate.
No. Yeah. I work for Bill Pay, okay? Yeah. You guys, I know how that works. You guys send me emails. I don't do anything, okay? It wasn't me. And I'm so offended, you should give me another free trial.
Right? And then you're like, all right, this is how it works. You might be new, but I accidentally, quote unquote, do it.
So I need you to compensate me for that. Like, I understand you.
I need you to give me one free year trial for free. Like,
no. I don't think you know how it works, okay? I ask you for a free trial. You guys fucked up.
Like, I fucked up, but you say you fucked up. You give me free trial. We both are happy. Yeah,
thank you. Please just admit that you fucked up so we can move on with our day. Because I'm not getting off the phone without being irate.
It's not our fault, but we'll credit the fee. I mean, I know you credit the fee, but
it's your fault. And the thing is, customers are like that, too, because they will just be like, no, I don't want it to be a courtesy. I want you guys to say it's your fault. And I'm like, dude, it's a courtesy. It doesn't matter whose fault it is, it's right. A courtesy. He's like, no, but it's going to go on record that it's a courtesy, and I want you to take that off. And I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Right. We should get like a meme or like something about like have The Rock. Like just something. It doesn't matter.
Just like smash the Monopoly game.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Any board game, just throw like everything.
We need to get him like playing chess. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Chinese checkers. It doesn't matter.
It says checkmate at the top. It doesn't matter.
But it does matter. No, it doesn't.
Listen to The Rock. Okay? He knows what he's talking about. He's much bigger than you.
Right. Because The Rock.
And he's much richer. He knows what he's talking about, okay? If he wants to win a chess, you let him win.
The Rock wins at chess.
Checkmate. It doesn't matter.
We're gonna coming up with like some shirts.
Oh, like, yeah, I know, right? We shirt need a, it doesn't matter shirt. We can totally do that. Just in big black letters or big white letters. It doesn't matter.
In Wingdings.
Wingdings. We can just have different, you know, like it has the translations of every language.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter in Chinese, Japanese, Wingdings.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Ones and zeros, binary.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a sick ass shirt.
Yeah, we should do that. Just for us to wear around. They'd be like, what's that shirt from? It's like, it doesn't matter.
Why does it matter, Austin? It doesn't. All right, new shirt.
Read the shirt, dickhead. It doesn't matter.
Oh. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, those customers though. Do you ever get a rate, like if you call customer service?
Like I do when I know their job. Like I called the customer service and I was like, "Hey man, y'all like said I had a check that bounced," and they're like, "Yeah, this check bounced," and I'm like, "Well, here's the check number," and they're like, "Yeah, okay," and I was like, did you cash it twice? Because, like, I saw the money come out.
They cash it twice.
And they said, no, we didn't cash it twice. I was like, then what check bounced? And they're like, no check bounced. And I was like, why does it say there's the return check right here? And I was like, did you charge me a fee? And they're like, no. And I was like, are you sure you didn't cash it twice? And I was like, they're like, yeah. Have your research department find out what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
So after, like, 8 months, they're like, we cash the check twice.
Yeah, no shit. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, I know how your system works.
And I was like, oh my gosh. You fuck faces.
Exactly. And then were you like, I need your ID number because you're a fucking idiot.
Why do you need it? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Can you see my shirt over the phone?
Can you hear my shirt? It doesn't matter.
Can you hear me waving?
I know I can't use that ID number. I just want it so it makes you humiliated.
Now I need Amazon Prime for free. I need you to make it happen.
I need you to give me a second trial.
I need $120 to find it to my account.
Seriously. I need 3 times that check that you fucked up.
It's like, we're not even Amazon. It doesn't matter. We're going back to this shirt again. This is just an endless loop.
How many times?
We can have a flow chart with it. It doesn't matter.
That'll be our brand. Yeah. It's going to be called the Doesn't Matter Podcast.
Doesn't Matter Podcast starring.
That's the thing too, and I get that because it's like if I know your system and how shit works, don't argue with me.
Right.
I'm calling in. I'm like, hey, you guys, stop this check for fraud. It's like it's my bill pay check. It's my rent check. Like I get it. Can you like not do that now? And they're like, I don't know. We need to confirm. So, you don't have sufficient funds in there right now. And I'm like, yeah, I scheduled it for like 3 weeks from now. like it doesn't matter how much money is in my account right now. Don't tell me that it matters. Reschedule the fucking bill paycheck.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I literally work in that department that you're sitting in right now.
Can you see what I see? Motherfucker, I wouldn't be here.
Damn it. I wouldn't be calling you, okay? That doesn't matter.
Damn shirts.
Because at the same time, it's just like, yeah, I know. Like, you don't need to tell me there's no money in my account because I literally see my account right now. Yeah. And then you locked me out of it. And I get it. But, like, there will be money in there. So can you not cancel a scheduled payment, please? Because I'm depending on that. I might get kicked out because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Just let it go.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if it's... Just let it go.
Yeah, I don't know. That stuff pisses me off, too.
That stuff pisses me off so much.
It's like, just do your job. And the thing is, don't ask too many questions. There's no reason for you to ask questions. Like, it's not your job to ask me if I have money in my account, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Can you just help me? Can you verify stuff?
Yeah, that's all I need. I'm just like, hey, is it stopped? That's cool. Can you not stop it? All right, cool. We're set. Good. So, a couple of the ideas that I had for some topics where I was thinking about, like, recently, like, you were telling me, like, horror movies that are kind of gory.
Yes.
I was thinking, like, what are the most shocking deaths you ever seen in movies? And not like shocking, like, oh my god, it was like kind of caught you off guard. Because obviously in a horror movie, you're like, that dude's going to get his face stabbed in. But like, you ever had like a like death sound, just like, oh dang, that was unexpected.
Final Destination.
Final Destination. And that's an interesting series. I enjoy it because I'm like, that shit's awesome.
Yeah.
Like getting someone, seeing someone get plowed by a giant fucking tree trunk through the car is like.
And like a tire in the.
The in the NASCAR thing, and she just gets plowed. It's like, you didn't even get to see her face after she was just...
I was like, that tire is gone. I was like, wait a second, it's coming back.
I know, right?
Damn gravity.
Exact got me again. And that half her body's gone after that.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. Yeah.
Not even, and so there's some movies that like, I'm like, it's not even horror movies. I'm like, shit, that death was kind of like, it was unexpected, or it caught me off guard. You ever seen the movie Everest?
No.
Okay, so it's like, is I think it's based on a true story too, and they're climbing Everest, and I'll look up the story later, but I guess one of the things that happens when you get like really fucking cold is that you, especially up there, is that you feel hot, you feel cold enough that you get hot, so you start taking off your clothes.
Yep.
So the dudes were, they were kind of like sleeping in the snow, I guess trying to find a way down or something. And the dude's like sitting on the edge of the cliff and he's sleeping. He wakes up and he's like, shit, I gotta take my clothes off because I feel hot. And as he's taking his clothes off, he just slips and he just falls.
Oh,
shit. And, like, and you don't even see him die. You just see him, he's just like, huh, huh. And then the, he just, he's gone. Like, the snow kind of like blows over and he just like, it's like a star wipe.
Yeah.
And then he's just gone. Right.
And he's like on the ground.
And like, damn, he fell off the mountain. Like, he's gone. And you never see him again. The dudes wake up and they look and they're like, oh shit, he's dead. Like, he's gone. Let's find a way off this mountain. Like, no time.
That's unexpected.
It was very unexpected. And I'm like, holy shit, he just died. And there was like no music or anything.
No, nothing. Just like yeah. Do you think that if someone is an asshole in a movie, they'll kill your character quickly so that way they don't have to work with you no more.
Okay, I'm sure. And the thing is, I don't know. I don't know about movies. I get like TV shows because it's long running, and it's like, dude, we can't work with you, so we're gonna kill you off.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, House of Cards, or like Kevin Spacey. You gotta kill him off. That show got way worse after he was gone. But
yeah. Or like Michael Scott, The Office, is like, he quits.
Yeah, that too, though. I don't even know how that worked outside of the show. It was a good send-off, though.
It was.
I really liked that send-off. And then it got a little rocky after Will Ferrell came in.
Oh, God.
Like, he was a crazy-ass character that it was kind of throwing you off guard. It was like, fuck, I don't know how I feel about this. And then they pretty much practically killed him off. Or
yeah, pretty much.
I know they mentioned it later that he's like after Angelo died or whatever. He's like, no, he's brain dead. He's not dead.
I like how they have these replacements like Will Ferrell for The Office and like Ashton Kutcher for like Two and a Half Men. It's like,
man,
once they get you, it's like one more season and then we'll kind of end it.
Yeah, it's over. Two and a Half Men, I never actually got into. I wasn't really a big fan of Charlie Sheen.
I only like Charlie Sheen in Hot Shots Part D.
See, he's good in like comedies when he's like being made fun of
or Major League.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, if anything serious, he seems like an over actor. Yeah. Or like, it can't take him seriously because he's Charlie Sheen.
Pretty much.
You know how he is in real life.
You know. He's cocaine, hookers, and AIDS.
And tiger's blood.
Yeah.
He's winning, at least.
He is. Another unexpected death is, did you ever see Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
I didn't. I heard that was good, though.
It's good as shit, but, like, the guy was running back, and this guy, which is Tucker and Dale, like, basically, they were in this, like, in the woods, they had this cabin, and then they're, like, throwing wood in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
And then just, like, throwing wood in the wood chipper, and all of a sudden, because they think they kidnapped, like, their friend, like, the girl. And then one of the kids just runs real fast because they try to push like the dude in the wood chipper. Like,
yeah.
And then they end up going face first in the wood chipper.
Damn.
And like half the body is basically like gone, chipped wood type of stuff. But the other half, they're pulling like the legs back.
Oh, man. I know that's a gory movie too. It's pretty good.
It's freaking amazing.
Yeah. I do like the shocking gory movies. I don't like... Like, there's a line, like, gratuitous or just regular, like, shocking, bloody movies. Like, what is it, Hostel? You ever seen the Hostel movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Like the second one, exactly.
The second one, right? Where she's, like, in a blood bath.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's too much.
Yeah,
that's, I'm like, just that, weird. That just throws me off.
Yeah.
But, like, a movie like, you ever seen The Collector?
I know what you're talking about.
Right. And it's that dude in a mask, and he, like, he sets up a Saw-type traps in the houses he's, like, looting or whatever. I guess he's not really looting. He's kind of kidnapping people or whatever.
Yeah.
But he... That movie is kind of interesting, and there's a second one, too. But yeah, like, you just see people, like, he's running, he trips, and he fucks up and falls into a face first into a fucking bear trap, and you're like, that dude's dead.
He might live a little bit.
His fucking head might have, like, caved in a little bit, but he's fine.
Hey, if 50 Cent can get shot in the face 9 times and still live,
he's
bear dying. Trap means nothing.
How many spikes are on that bear trap? 35? Nah, he's good.
That's nothing.
That's not even going at bullet speed.
Yeah. You can still, like, think.
Exactly, right? As long as it doesn't hit, like, some part of the brain, you know, it's still working. It's all one unit, yeah. Right? It's all or nothing.
You just have to walk to the ER.
Exactly. Drag yourself there.
With the bear trap wire.
Exactly. Like, yes, I had an accident. Or The Collector 2, like, one of the opening scenes was that they're, like, in a rave. They're all in a basement. And the thing is, this rave was apparently set up by the killer. And you have people DJing, you have people dancing in the rave, and you have people outside, like, they're keeping people out if they're not invited or whatever. I'm like, he set the whole thing up, and everyone's, like, not in on it, because they're all gonna die.
Yeah.
But I don't know how DJ got hired, I don't know how they're all faculty of that little party, but they're all gonna fucking die.
Yeah.
And then, I guess... From what I remember, there was, like, this just huge thing that comes down and crushes everybody and just smashes them in the ground, and the ground's, like, they're all dead. And then the DJ gets, like, swung, killed by this big spike thing that comes and takes her out.
No.
And it's just, like, it's awesome, it's crazy, and there's people, body parts flying everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last survivors are the ones the movie's about, and no one cares about them, because whatever. But, like, it's good, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's not too much. There's
right.
Why.
It reminds me of, like, the beginning of, is it, let's, like, Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship, yes.
Was it Ghost Ship?
Yeah.
The one where, like, they're, like, that cable?
Yes.
Like, just snaps into, like, all the...
It goes straight across them, and the dude's, like, holding onto her, and his head falls.
Yeah, and I'm like, maybe one dude died, but I'm like, damn, all of them died.
Right. And it was just, like, and the thing, the way it was shot, too, it was just, like, all right, here's the wire, and then... And then here's the wire again.
Yeah, and it's like...
it's like shaking, like, with the blood floss. Falling out of it. It's yeah. Like, it's like, damn, what happened? And then everyone's, like, quiet. Just, like, even
Japanese,
the music...
Like, death type of shit.
Right, even the music stops. I guess... I don't know how that wire worked, though, because I was looking at it, like, I watched that movie recently, and it's like, some people are on stage, mm-hmm. some people are tall, some people are short,
yep.
And it's like...
And it gets everybody somehow, except
I
the
know,
kid.
That, too, and I'm like, how did they get that guy's head... But that person's legs.
Yeah, and then the kid is alive.
Yeah, she's alive. And I'm like, that's that waist length right there. She's holding on to him. So I don't know what happened. And
invisible.
I'm assuming it bounced everywhere. Yeah. Something. But it's so tight that how does that happen?
It went like this and then right under her feet.
Exactly.
And then over her head.
Somehow. It ricocheted.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then yeah, people like trying to bring their bodies back. They're like holding, dragging
yeah.
their legs back to their body.
Yeah, it's like,
they're like I lost this.
Like, just put the guts back in.
I know, right? Like Tropic Thunder, just put it back in.
Yeah. Or Sausage Party.
God.
He's like, just put it back
that
in.
That fucking movie was ridiculous.
That movie was like, my
was...
friends, because I took Jessica and like, all them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, they're like, what did you take me to see? And I'm like,
ugh.
One of the funniest movies probably you'll see it in your life.
It was outrageous.
The ending was gay.
It was very gay. I'm like, what the fuck was
literally
that?
Literally gay.
See, after the movie ended, it was like, okay, that was an interesting movie. And then they started fucking, and I'm like, what is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, right? And I was like, all right, y'all ready to go now?
And it goes on way too long.
It's not like Marvel.
No, there's an after credits scene. It's all just a sex scene.
Yeah, it's like a big orgy.
It's terrible, and it's so long.
I know.
I don't know if it goes throughout the credits, but it's like, it's fucking... drags on.
It drags on for a little while.
We rented it on DVD or something.
It's pretty uncomfortable watching that.
Yeah, we were just watching him like, okay, is it over?
Yeah, I'm like, semi-gay, and then once they had, like, the semi-gay stuff, and then it ended, like, that's as much gay as I want to see it, and then they start, like, doing each other, then I'm like, oh, that's way too much.
It's like, yeah, they just, they went all out.
I'm like, San Francisco at its finest.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was terrible. Anyways, yeah, that movie was interesting. I wouldn't ever watch it again, but it was okay for
it's a one-timer.
Yeah.
Definitely a one-timer. another unexpected death. They cut that dude's head off.
Which one?
The stoner. The dude that was tripping out on, like, acid or whatever.
In that movie?
Yeah.
In Sausage Party?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Like, oh, yeah, he's like, you guys can talk? And he, like, was tripping out.
Oh,
and so, yeah, like, they end up, like, decapitating that dude.
Oh, they just fucking kill him. That's right. Okay. Yeah, that was an unexpected death.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? Where that? And then the head rolls throughout pretty much because no one can see it because, like, you know, like, how the beginning was. They open the doors. But the dude's head is, like, at the top of the thing. And it's like, how the fuck y'all get in there?
Did you ever play that game, that video game called, Until Dawn? Did you ever play that game?
No, but I know what you're talking about. I seen,
like, the walkthroughs.
Gameplay. Yeah. I didn't, like, yeah, not the walkthrough, because I was like, I want to play it myself, but I know what game you're talking about.
Right. I was thinking about playing that. I didn't actually play it, but I did watch the walkthroughs and, like, different scenarios. And I mean, it's an interesting game, and it's kind of crazy, because you can just kill everybody in, like, the first 10 minutes if you wanted to. There are certain characters that won't let you kill, but you can kill them by the end. So it's just like, Jesus. But yeah, that's a whole game of unexpected deaths, because you don't even know what decisions you're making, and then they're just fucking killed off, and you're like, shit, I shouldn't have gone that way, but now you know.
Yeah, right.
For next gameplay.
Do you watch The Walking Dead, Telltale?
I watched up to, like, the third season or second season, end of second season or something.
So they have, like, the last season, mm-hmm, but they only made 2 episodes because they cut it short they got, like,
so they didn't finish, or whatever. They didn't finish the whole season then.
Nope. And it's like, why do you leave me like this? At least hire the same cast back for 2 more episodes.
I know, and I feel like someone's got to do it too. Someone's got to, like, pick up the mantle. But
Rooster Teeth. It's
like, I know, right? Just Rooster Teeth, because they're producing games too. They had a Bendy game. I don't know. And I've noticed the character Bendy, but I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They were like a publisher. Like, you know that character, Bendy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that's a reference to. If it's a cartoon or if it's.
It's like Cuphead type of animation.
Yeah, it looks very similar. It does look cool. I don't know. I might give it a try. Cuphead, though. Do you play Cuphead, or you play Cuphead at all?
I play games like Cuphead. Like, yeah. I would play it, and we could, like, try to beat it on Insane or whatever it is.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But those games are hard as shit.
Yeah, that's something that frustrates me, too, is I will just, like, and I don't know, I'll keep playing it over and over again, and it's just insanity.
Yeah, that game is pretty hard.
I did want to play Cuphead. But, and the thing is, I wanted to play it with the wife, too, because I was like, you know, let's buy and play it. But I was like, I don't know if we'd survive that game. Like, she might hate it, I might hate it, who knows?
Be like, all right, whoever dies first, the other person will be the angriest.
Right, exactly. Comes out till it's an internal battle with toxic management and culture of overworking.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fucking... Damn.
Toxic management. But that's everywhere, you know?
But that's even more toxic over there.
Because
they have
sure.
No more people in.
Yeah. Everything it's bad just... enough for it to be shut down.
Yeah.
That sucks. That really sucks. And then overworking, which is kind of shitty. Because that's something, like, creative that you do. You know, I mean, it's a job for sure, and it's a lot of fucking hours, and you put it in, and then they make you work more hours than you should be. Just to meet a deadline for shit like that. And it's like...
It's like, you love your job, and then all of a sudden it's like, I fucking hate this.
Yeah. And then you're made to do more than you should, so you hate it even more.
I know, right?
That does suck, though.
It does. But, I mean, you're making, like, $100,000 type of shit.
True, and that's the thing. It's like, if you're getting paid for it, there's like a line for me. I'm like, I'll work fucking 24 hours a day. You pay me that money, good enough money to do it. I'll do it. And then it won't last long. I'll end up killing myself by the time, like, the end of the week. But you know, but I will do it enough to get it done.
Right, enough to get that $100,000.
Yeah, I want to see the paycheck. Yeah. Then I can die. Yeah. All right. Then I know I've done enough.
It's like, I'll work like nothing until I see the paycheck first.
Right.
And then. By the way, I have paid training.
Yeah, can I? Yeah, teach me how to animate first, and then I will work till the bone.
I need 6 weeks, right? And 6 weeks paid training.
Game development, what is that? Can you teach me
that? I'm more of a hands-on person. I
know, right? Can you show me what game development is?
Can you, like, kind of, like, show me around?
Now, how do they play it? Can I get a controller?
So what are you using?
what is this device, this this contraption that you're playing with?
Right? That would be funny as shit.
But
you get, like, training for, like, game developer.
Oh, God. If it wasn't school, if it was, like, any other job, could you imagine, you know, you come in with no work experience whatsoever. It's the only job you can get without a resume.
Yeah. Why do you have his resume look good? I don't know if he wrote it or someone wrote it for him, but it sounded good on paper.
How did you buy the ink? Did you have a previous job?
It's like, oh man, I got that dollar from HP, $1 a day.
Right. And they give me free ink. So, yeah, I can't imagine that there's some jobs out there, like, for the most part, like, all call center jobs are pretty much entry level. You don't need no shit. You just need to technically graduate high school. But half the time, people don't fucking graduate high school. They still get hired.
I know. And that place has, like, or, like, most places, like, with financial institution, like, software and shit like that, they say, like, you must be able to have a nice credit score. It's like,
oh, yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. It's like, you can't handle other people's money if you can't handle your own. Like, bitch, I have debt.
Yeah. How am I going to pay this debt off?
I literally have rent due, like, tomorrow. And you're saying my credit score is shitty because I couldn't fucking pay this. But I'm like, I need a job to pay that.
It's like, you know, you pass with flying colors. Like, dude, we would great to have you on board, but your credit score sucks.
And that's terrible because, and I used to, I applied twice to Citibank, right? My credit score was shitty by that time.
Yeah.
And, they was like, no, I'm sorry, your credit score's not good enough. I'm
credit
like,
score's shitty.
But I have so much experience in call centers that, like, why not? Like, why does that make a big difference?
It's like, I actually used to work for you when I had a pretty decent credit score.
I know. Can I come back?
Yeah, can I come back then? No, your credit score sucks, but dang, just get your credit score up a little bit.
Like, okay, but tell me that, I mean, is it... we don't trust you because you might steal people's money because you don't know how to handle your own. You need money. Or you don't know how to handle... Like, we're not giving advice on credit.
No, what you do is in the interview, you just say, man, they've been just doing hard inquiries on my shit all the damn time. Yeah,
right? And you guys just did one too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, like, higher.
It was at 700 before I came in here.
And now it's like 500 because
y'all. What'd you guys do?
Yeah. What y'all hit me with?
You gave me 4 interviews and a typing test?
Yeah.
That's 5 inquiries right there.
All hard as fuck.
I know, right there. Those fucking inquiries were hard as dicks, right? And you fucked me over.
That's like Viagra type of shit.
You killed my credit score.
That would suck if that actually happened.
Could you imagine? Like, that's fucked up. Because they're like, oh, looks like right before we, right after we did the hard credit score check, your credit score's not high enough. We can't take you in.
Dang, you know, like, 680, but you got a 679, and I kind of worked out the numbers, and you kind of almost don't fit.
You're not trustworthy enough, I'm sorry. It says here that you, you were at a 680, and that's our limit. You're good. But then we did the hard credit score.
So you went from 680 to 679, so you don't qualify.
See, and we have a strict policy on that. I'm sorry. We're going to let you go. If you want to do the typing test, you still can.
It's like, all right, I'm going to retake this typing test. Your credit score will have a hard inquiry on it.
Every
page.
Every character you type, it's a credit score.
It's like, ticked. Damn.
It's like, shit, man. It's very frustrating.
It is.
That's the struggle.
The struggle is real.
I'm just going to plug this in because it's dead.
It's D-E-D.
D-E-D. Dead.
So what do you think about the new Smash Brothers game coming out on the Switch?
Okay, so I heard a lot about that, right? And I heard, you know, of course you got the memes coming out like, oh, Waluigi's not in and shit. And, like, I don't care. I'm not.
Someone needs the plant. The Piranha Plant.
Oh, it's that's right. The Piranha Plant's in it. And yeah. So
someone needs to main that character so that way I can see, like, how broken that character will be.
Oh, man.
S-tier. S-tier Piranha Plant.
S-tier Piranha Plant. See, I haven't played Smash Brothers in so long, though. I mean, we had a Wii, but we never played.
Yeah.
And it was fun on the 64. That's the last time I played.
Yeah.
Or I think I played it on the GameCube once or twice, and maybe the Wii once, but, like, I don't... There's Brawl, Melee. This one's Ultimate? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And... I'm not good enough anymore.
It's like, they have DLC? Because I don't want to pay for that shit.
Yeah, right. And I'm thinking about buying a Switch, and mostly because I'm like, oh man, Pokemon looks good.
Like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Mario Kart. See, is that... That's been out for a long time, right?
Yeah, it's pretty... Basically, the remake of the Wii U version, but okay. They added...
Couple
little
things.
More things, yeah.
And I noticed the difference too, because I was like, oh, why didn't the screenshots show like 3 or 2, you know, items at one time?
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, that's the new addition. Is
that's the new item. Thing. Okay, that's what I figured, because I was like, shit, that I don't see that anywhere in the Wii version. Yeah. That I'm playing.
Like, when did y'all get this?
I fucking ripped off. When the fuck did we get this?
Wait a minute, you telling me I'm having one item like a dumbass, but yeah. I could be having two?
I'm stupid. Like, I'm over here trying to just throw one banana at a time, and I can have two bananas going.
I can have two coins when I'm in the lead instead of one.
Like, that's good. I was thinking about doing that, getting a Switch for Christmas or whatever, Black Friday, if there's a good deal. What else was on the Switch that was, like, exciting? Because it was Smash Brothers for sure, Pokemon Go or Let's Go or whatever.
Yeah, Eevee bullshit.
Yeah.
If you like the Mario, the one that looks like take place in the real world type shit, like
oh yeah, what is that, Odyssey?
Yeah,
that Odyssey. Looks good. See,
that looks tight as fuck.
They were saying that it was like N64, Mario 64 redone, done well, and
but
like,
with the hat.
And the hat as a cool mechanic. Yeah. The thing was, I was like, oh, Mario Sunshine looks cool. And that was back in the game.
The water gun.
That was cool-ish. Yeah. And it wasn't the best. The Galaxy one was kind of a little off. I was like, I don't know, like the mechanics and running around the world.
Yeah.
It was good.
I seen the run around the world
yeah,
shit.
Exactly, right? But this one looks sweet.
Yeah.
And I am more of a completionist. So I'm like looking at the moons like, fuck yeah. I want to get all 120 stars. / moons.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I don't know, like, because I don't own a Switch or anything, mm-hmm. but do they have achievements or trophies or anything of that nature on the games?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Honestly. And the thing is that would be a huge thing, like a cool improvement if they don't, because, yeah, that just makes me want to play it more.
We definitely have to talk about Switch's online service. It sucks ass.
I don't know enough about it, but I'm sure it sucks ass.
It sucks.
I used to play the Wii online service, and that would be bullshit.
Okay, put it like this. Imagine, like, the Wii service, and I don't assume it's better, because yeah. But it's the same shit, except you're paying.
What? It's paid?
You have to pay, yeah. It's like $30 a year, though.
Oh. So that still sucks, though, to pay for...
Yeah, you're basically paying for shit still.
Damn.
It's like, shit with sprinkles is still shit.
Still shit. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Where's that shirt with shit on it?
It's like, just sweep the table, or it doesn't matter. Get that fucking Monopoly out of here.
Get your houses and hotels out of my fucking face.
Go to fucking jail. It doesn't matter.
when I started losing in Monopoly, I'm like, a dice hurricane is about to hit those houses.
I hope you know where they are because they're going off the table.
Speaking of which, did you ever see the Monopoly for Millennials?
No, what is that?
That shit is fucking hilarious as fuck. They got like, so Baltic Avenue and like Mediterranean, you know, like the first two properties, like that was like the ghetto and like the real Monopoly version, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then like, the first one is, like, you live in your parents' basement.
What?
And then, like, Baltic Avenue is, like, you're couch surfing, basically. Damn. I was like, damn.
you're practically just a bum. Yeah, pretty much. Does it have to go into that much detail? So, like, it's, like, a shitty area. It's like, yeah, no, you fucked up. You're smoking weed in your parents' basement. Yeah. You made some terrible life choices.
Pretty much. They had, like, fucking like the St. Charles Place and like the Virginia Avenue, like States Avenue, I think the other one is, and they said like vegan GMO. And I was like,
unbelievable.
I fucking died because I was like, this is freaking hilarious.
That's stupid.
And everyone wins. There's not one person that wins.
Seriously?
Everyone gets participation
You're
trophies.
You're shitting me. No.
Yes.
Participation trophies?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It's fucking amazing.
That's like the ultimate, like, fuck you.
It is.
That's hilarious.
It's fucking amazing.
That's awesome. That's something you see, like, someone like The Onion make or something like that.
I was like, I'm about to cop this game.
That's great. Oh.
And then we're just gonna go through like the cards and like the properties, like one by one.
What's you ever seen that Cheaters Edition from Monopoly?
No.
I've seen it on the shelves. It's a Cheaters Edition, and I guess there's like it encourages like stealing money from the bank and shit like that. I don't know how it works. I have to read the rules, but it looks interesting, to say the least.
I need like a Monopoly like heist edition.
Heist edition?
Yeah,
you like just sneak money away or something.
Or like go to the, like everything's like a bank, and then you just like rob the bank, but it doesn't have like barely any money in it.
Everyone's robbed and it's gone. So
yeah.
We did a couple of hard credit checks and they don't have any money left.
It's like working with a partner and you kill him, collect $200.
Oh god. Working with a partner, you have to split the money though.
Yeah.
All right, but only one of you guys go to jail.
Go to jail for like 10 turns.
Right. Take the plea deal. Send your friend to jail. Oh, my internet hasn't connected yet.
Interwebs.
Dude, so I. Cox internet. I have gigabit, right? Well, they say it's gigabit. You know, but on the website, it's like, yeah, gigabit, up to a gigabit, blah, blah, blah.
You know, it's some bullshit.
Right. But so the dudes come and install it, and they're like, yeah, we don't really have the equipment to test gigabit internet yet. Like, it doesn't exist. And I'm like, what?
Like,
wait a second.
Wait a minute. Some asshole lied to me?
But I'm like, you don't have the technology to test that it's just fucking fast. Like, there's a limit to how much you can test. It's like, we only go up to, like, a 100 megs, like that's all we know.
Like, anything past that, like you're not talking.
It could be 200, not 900. It could be 200.
You're talking Terminator 1 lines, T2, T1.
Seriously, it's like gigabit internet. You're installing this with like, hey, it's the fastest internet you're gonna have with Cox, and maybe the fastest internet you're gonna have in your area because we don't have Google Fiber and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, but we can't test it. So, I was like, okay, and then I go and test it. It's like. And it maxes out at 90 or something.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, okay, maybe it's too powerful to test it. But then I'm like, all right, I'm going to pull up a browser. It's fucking slow. It's like, I go on Instagram, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait 10 minutes for it to load. I go on YouTube, 10 minutes for it to load.
Damn.
I'm like, this is not gigabit. I don't care what the fuck you say, what you can test.
This is
my
like
iPhone can bring
kilobits
in.
Kilobits or something.
Exactly.
Shit.
My iPhone can bring in enough fucking power, enough fucking broadband.
2G is faster than that shit.
Exactly, right? If my 4G goes as fast as faster than your internet, then it's not gigabit. And then I go and test it again. Like, it's been, what, like 3 months.
Did you go to Cox, like?
No, I went to like the different speed.com or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's at like 60. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, you 60. Bullshit. Like, and the thing is, it's really fucking slow. It feels like 10.
See, the way I learned too, when it says like 60, and it goes like, and it like, you know how that little, like, it's either a bar,
right,
or like a line or whatever the fuck, and it like tests the speed and shit like that. It tells you like how much down and how much like up. Like
plateaus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, I think sometimes like when it goes like this and then like pauses for a second, mm-hmm, and then goes like that, like a lag spike.
Right.
I'm like, I have zero right there.
That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah, there's zero.
If the testing thing can't bring back any kind of response, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
If it's like, oh, by the way, between like the hours of 3 and 6, you don't have the internet. Like,
we're updating.
Yeah, right. Bullshit. Someone cut the cord.
Someone fucking with the cord.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's terrible. And I'm actually thinking about calling too, because I was like 60, and it feels like when I load a video, I have to wait too long. Too long. I'm going on my 4G, and it's like, but for the video on my Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Where I'm like 10 feet away from it. It's ridiculous.
And it's crazy because like cable modem, you know, all that shit versus like DSL or some bullshit.
Yeah.
And like my CenturyLink has like 17 and I'm supposed to have like up to 40, but I usually get like 15 to 20. Oh
God, CenturyLink, man.
CenturyLink
sucks. That's one I had in Tucson, and it was like, we have be in my apartment, the technician came out, installed it, I paid for, I think it was 40, and I was like, I got 25, I'm like, that's more than enough, right? Xbox, mm-hmm, Netflix, more than enough.
Yeah.
And then, not 2 weeks later, it's at 5. Now, like, 5 down, I pay for 40, it's 5 down.
Five.
I call the technician comes out, he's like, yeah, it looks like, all the shit that they use was from the old system, so like it's all rusted and shit. So we're gonna put new wires in there and blah 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 blah. Okay, cool, awesome.
It should be like porn, actually.
Right? I didn't know that shit. It would hit the fucking wire so hard. Okay, yeah. I'll slow down.
Like, yo, I think like everyone's taking all the bandwidth from watching all this porn. I know,
right? It's getting heated.
Yeah, it's hot shit. It's
fucking hot. All right, so so then he leaves like 10 seconds out the door, I check, it's back up to 25. I'm like, all right, I can live with that.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, 5 again.
5 again.
I'm like, dude.
Jesus.
I call CenturyLink. They're like, all right, well, we'll send the technician out there in like 3 days. I'm like, whatever. Send the technician out. He comes out. He's like, yeah, it looks like, you know, you guys are just off of one wire. So like everyone slows it down all together and you're in a kind of a populated area. So that's the highest it goes up. And I'm like, what?
What the fuck?
I'm like, so he's like, yeah, so you guys have like a shared line and then everyone in your area is using the same, practically the same line. And so if they're on the internet and everyone else is on the internet, you're going to have slow internet.
I'd be like, wait a minute. You say I have dedicated line to myself.
That's fucked.
That's fucking bullshit.
I was like, that's complete shit because I pay for 40 and it's like, you're telling me I can get a max at some busy times for 5. No matter what. Like, there's no change in that. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm calling someone else.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
And that signal drops because, like, when I'm, like, either I'm online or gaming and something like that, like, it'll, like, pause or something crazy. And it'll say, like, connected to wireless, you know, like, the name of my router.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is it connecting? I'm like, shouldn't it be connecting this whole time? Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
All of a sudden, it's not connecting.
Yeah.
What happened in that 10 seconds?
No one's on the phone. I have no phone.
I swear to God, my fax machine didn't go off. I promise.
It will set the fax.
Yeah. Someone sent me a fax. My internet went down for a minute. Tell me what happened to the porno. You call your friend. Hey, I'm on the phone. I can't be on the internet. What's happening right now? Explain it to me. Did he deliver the pizza?
Yeah. Is the sausage pizza delivered?
How big was the sausage? Yeah. What about that UPS package? Is that a big package?
Was it a special delivery?
Was it? Did it play the 70s music? Did it do the pow, pow, pow?
Did it have the eyebrow winking up and down?
Did he look at the camera directly, breaking the fourth wall, and be like, yeah?
And all of a sudden, did the lady have, like, some skimpy-ass outfit and was like, oh, yes, please fix it.
Wait, he just left. That's not right. Are you watching the right channel?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're not watching, like, something else. Like Three's Company or something. I'm pretty sure something happens in this one. All right. I've seen this episode multiple times.
I've seen this when I was a rookie.
Yeah, right. When I used to pay for it.
I used to actually just watch the, what is it? The squiggle, like,
oh, yeah.
What do they call that shit? I forgot what they called it. But it was like, you can see like one titty, but like you couldn't really make out the titty.
Because it was static?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was funny as fuck.
I remember back in my elementary school days when they would, some of the
pay-per-view... Scrambler. That's what they called it.
It was, right.
It was Scramble.
Some of the pay-per-view channels would have, like, previews. It's like, here's the preview of next week's Playboy episode. And I'm like, ooh, interesting. Let me turn this down.
We should have, like, porn, like, 2018 versus this be, like, just Pornhub. You know, like, all these websites.
Yeah.
But, like... porn back like 1990 whatever, and it's like a TV like big back on the fat back with like antenna like the rabbit ears and shit scrambled a little bit, and then you're like, and then just draw like a nipple but like have everything else like
they're
scrambled.
Barely showing it. Just one nipple, that's all you need. That's what got you off in elementary school.
Like, I don't know if that was a guy there or a girl.
Whoever it was hot.
But it was...
It's burning. It's burning the wires. The antennas are all frayed.
Hey, this shit is scrambling at 5 megabits per second.
It's not enough, man. I need more scramble.
I need more bandwidth.
Oh, God. So, Monopoly's Cheater Edition. Don't get caught. This Monopoly game includes plastic handcuffs. I guess you break or bend the rules, and if you get caught, you go to jail. And it sounds like a totally different game, not Monopoly.
Yeah. It's like, hey, so if I land in free parking in any of these Monopoly games, I still collect 500, right?
Right, I know, right? Just fucking, just take it. Just take it from
the... Just take my money.
Oh, damn, it does have a plastic... It's got a little handcuff, and you're actually handcuffed to the board.
Oh, so my gosh.
If you fucking move a muscle, you're breaking...
That's a kinky-ass fucking game.
Man. I know, right?
It's like, what happens if you get a furry cuffs? Like, oh, shit, that was supposed to be in the other one.
Damn it. Sorry, kids. But it's like connected to the board, too, so I feel like if you pull it out, it'll do the, I don't care, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how all the pieces go.
See, the thing is, those handcuffs won't fit around the rocks.
Yeah.
The rock's wrists. Too big. He has to do the I don't care with his open hand. Okay.
Slap the whole board.
I don't care. We need to get the right to the rock's likeness.
Just be like, hey, man. I know you made a killing off of it, but can we borrow it?
Right. And then say, I don't care.
Yeah. We'll pay you royalties.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put your tattoos in there.
Yeah, right?
We'll make it a good likeness.
We'll give you a shout out.
Yep. On the back, it'll say The Rock said. Yeah. The Rock said hi. I'm going to turn the AC down because it's just getting hot. I mean, the AC was already down, but I guess this room's fucking hot.
Well, thank you. Just cracked the window.
It's true, actually. Probably cold sticks outside.
It's fucking cold as shit outside. I thought y'all had the heat on for a second.
That's the thing. I think it might be the light too, but it's like the price you pay for current electricity.
Right?
Ooh, it's a fucking breeze, is what it is. Yeah, that'll do it. Just let the fucking wind come in.
Right?
But yeah, I can't believe how cold it's been lately.
I know.
But it's still hot. This shit in the morning.
Yeah.
Sun beats down on you.
Yeah, my roommate's like, man, it's hot. I'm like, it's fucking cold. He's like, you're from Maryland. I'm like, I haven't been back to that shit in like 10 years.
You get
like,
acclimated to wherever the fuck you are, right? So.
I was like, yeah, that's what everyone says. Watch, wait till your blood thins, and then let me know.
Yeah. Right. Why don't you go fucking live there?
Because he had the window open. I was like, it's so cold.
Do you, I haven't played a board game in a long time.
Board games are, like, fun as shit, but you gotta have, like, you know, the people that like to play board games.
Right, and yeah, they have to give a shit enough to play.
Yeah.
It's like my family, my parents and my brother and sister used to, we'd play Settlers all the time. And that was fun, because they would be, like, into it. My dad was one of those who gets pissed because he gets, like, betrayed.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I fucking tried to do that shit, and you just turn around and he'd, like, he'd do the, I don't care, and he'd bust out the fucking board. You ever heard of the game Diplomacy?
No.
Nah, that one's fucking, it's like Risk.
Oh.
But super complicated. Like, there, it really is. It's like, it's a Risk on steroids.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, we want you to negotiate, you know, trades between your countries, and you could totally fuck over these countries and just give someone else your land, and that would be like the, we would actually record the conversations that other people were having in a different room because they were trying to be off in private
mm-hmm.
about their negotiations. It was like, shit, man. We would sit there and listen to the conversation and be like, they said they were going to trade here. Let's see if we can lock that down. And then someone would betray it. Somebody in the group would totally fuck someone else over.
It's like, sorry, man, I told him I was going to buy Jack in a Box tacos.
Right?
He sold you out for $2.99.
But they're good, man.
You don't understand, man.
I'm hungry. We've been playing this game for hours.
I haven't ate since, like, 3 hours ago.
We started this game yesterday, man. I'm starving. Oh, man.
We should, like, what do you think, like, do reviews on, like, movies?
That's what I was thinking. Because I was, like, you know, stuff that comes out recently.
Yeah, because it's, like, like, anything new that comes out, you know, it's like...
Yeah, definitely.
People like to, like, get an insight of, like, hey, damn, you saw that movie? Like, let me hear funny commentary slash...
Right.
Everything.
We can do... Because the thing is, we can do, like, regular review and then spoiler review.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that'd be good to, like, just delve into what we really think.
Or what about, like, game reviews or anything like that?
That's good, too. I could do that. And it'll give me more of a reason to watch certain things because I see stuff come out and I'm like, man, I'm never going to watch that. And it's either good or bad. And I'm like, okay, I'll listen to the reviews. And I'll watch it, you know, like, I'll mm-hmm. find it somewhere and watch it eventually.
Yeah.
But it'll make me care about movies more.
Yeah.
Or and, like, and TV shows and shit that come out, too.
Or Let's Plays.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely do that. You know, we'll just get the setup going.
Would it be like, I mean, desktop obviously, but like, where could we set that up? Like, would you have like, would you connect your, like, say if like we do it on Xbox or PS4 or whatever? PS4 is like easy
mm-hmm.
because you just have to share bullshit.
Yeah.
But like, PC games or like Xbox games or shit like that.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking, right now the PS4 is probably gonna be the most ideal. Because the computer probably isn't fast enough to hold any, to do anything. But I'm thinking, I guess the PS4 will do share,
mm-hmm.
and that's easy. You know, we just record our audio separately and we just sync it up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, in here, like, we have a couple TVs. We're thinking about buying more because we're like, we need fucking TVs in this house. So we can just, we never talk to each other.
Right.
But, I'm thinking about putting a couple TVs in here. We have two PS4s, and we're thinking, like, we should get a third one so that everyone has one. Like, we have, like, I have my machine, and then they have their games or whatever. But, I was thinking, like, an Xbox 2 because I like the Xbox. But maybe that'll be my achievement machine. But we'll set it up, and we'll have the TV and the PC. I don't know how the share thing works. Does it share to, like, the cloud for the PS4, and then you can go download it from the cloud?
I assume so, but because, like, I don't have a PS4, like, I have no
idea. That's the thing, and I'm tested enough to know. Xbox, you could just stream straight to the computer,
yeah.
And then you can just screen grab that stuff.
What about, like, PC versus, like, an Xbox 3, like, one? Like, say, like, you know, because, like, since... it's the same console essentially, it's just that PC obviously more powerful, you know, like, play those games like in 4K.
True.
Like, and it's native.
Yeah, it's good for
and 60 FPS all day.
Yeah.
Maybe higher.
Hopefully higher.
Like, yeah, I get 90 frames a second. You don't get that shit?
I know, right? We got CenturyLink.
And I got CenturyLink.
Yeah.
And I'm online.
The fax machine rings?
Yeah. And I have the lowest, like, speed and shit.
Everybody uses my line, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't have a good enough computer. We'll buy one eventually. And then we can use that to record the screen or send it. I don't know. There's definitely enough software, free software, to do it for recording the screen and editing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about, like, having something that can handle it.
What about unboxing?
Unboxing. Like, you gotta have money to unbox something.
Yeah, we'd just be like, hey, man, you know, like, hey, this might be a little off topic, but hey, I'm just gonna show you a little unboxing video real quick.
I bought this, like, 6-pack of Coke.
You know what? I'm just gonna... Oh, look at that, it's fresh.
It smells good. It says it's authentic. I mean, I bought it in Mexico, but...
Yeah.
For all I know, it could be Big K.
It don't taste like no damn sugar.
No, that doesn't taste
like cocaine.
I bought the wrong one.
Oh. I bought the 1930 version.
This isn't even liquid, it's powder. I'm not gonna mix that shit. What is this, Kool-Aid?
That'd be crazy if they had, like, three types of Coke, like the Coke that we drink, like,
right,
the corn syrup.
Yeah.
The Coke with the sugar.
Yeah.
And the 1920 version, the one with the real Coke in it.
Can you imagine? No one would ever drink the one with the corn
product
syrup.
Of Mexico.
Yeah, you know, right? Well, how do they not have that just, like, as, you know, like bootlegged? Like, how do they not just have that on sale?
Yeah.
Just because they can.
And name it something different, like something scientific.
Oh, man, I don't even know. I don't think that would help their argument, because it'd be like, what is this stuff? And they're like, scientific name. And you're like, but what's in it?
Xanthium.
Yeah, exactly.
Phosphate. Something. And it's like,
I don't know if I want to drink it.
It's like layman's terms. Cocaine. Some cocaine.
Oh, I'll take three.
Wait a minute. And it's this cheap?
Why didn't you say so? It's cocaine. Just fuck it. Just drink it, you'll see.
Yeah. Let me know how you feel.
I know, right? Come back for some more.
Yeah.
I think you'll want more.
You know what? Are you sure you don't want to buy, like, 100-pack?
It's pretty addicting.
You know?
It's a pretty addicting drink.
It's like, hey, you know, like, hey, once all sales are final.
Right.
You know, prices may go up, inflation. It's like, let me have a sample. It's like, try the sample.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, it's so fucking good. Let me get some more. Price has just gone up.
And they're like, I need another free trial, okay? You didn't tell me.
Yeah. This ain't Baskin Robbins. There's no 31 flavors.
I need another Amazon free trial.
Yeah. Okay, so this is how it works. You give me cocaine.
Right.
I try it. I tell you, you fucked up cocaine. You give me more free.
Okay, come on. I know how this business works. Okay.
No.
All right.
This is how it works with every company.
You ship me 3 boxes, right? Free trial ends. You give me another free trial.
And, you know, if it's good enough, I'll give you a shout out.